Coming up, Polonia Today, a radio program in English on Polish topics with producer and host Debbie Majka.
Good afternoon and dzień dobry. I'm Debbie Majka, producer and host of Polonia Today. And today, November 10th, we commemorate Veterans Day and Polish Independence Day tomorrow. And as always, Chopin's concert, Rondo Krakowiak, welcomes you to WWDB 860 AM and another edition of Polonia Today, a Polish program in English, which includes news from Poland, the Cultural Corner, events in the Greater Delaware Valley Polish-American community, and in every program, a variety of Polish music, classical, polkas and oberecks, folk songs, popular music, and oldies too. And as we look forward to Poland's Independence Day tomorrow, we'll begin with Ich Troje and Dokąd Idziesz Polsko? Where are you headed, Poland?
Tyle lat historii minęło, tysiąc dróg, którymi już szłaś, niebezpiecznych zakrętów i czekanych w nadziei lepszych dni i tłustych lat.
Ojciec mój gdzieś w połowie stulecia patrzył w okno, jak dziś patrzę ja, i zadawał sobie to samo pytanie, jak tu będzie za kilka lat.
Dokąd idziesz, Polsko, dokąd idziesz, kraju? Czy do wrót piekielnych, czy do bramy raju? Czego pragniesz dzisiaj, czego ci potrzeba, aby dotrzeć prędko do samego nieba?
In the news, in a recent interview with the Financial Times, Polish Foreign Minister Radosław Sikorski stated that Ukraine should exhume and rebury ethnic Poles killed on its territory, regardless of the ongoing Russian invasion. Poland's top diplomat emphasized, people are entitled to a Christian burial, and it doesn't affect Ukraine's war effort. Referring to the Wołynia massacre that claimed around 100,000 lives. He added, I don't see why exhumations should be blocked between countries that help one another. Sikorski's remarks reflect the Polish government's increasing focus on historical issues ahead of the presidential elections in May. The Ukrainian Institute of National Remembrance has expressed a willingness to resume searches for Polish victims in mass graves next year, a process that was halted in 2017 due to tensions over the removal of a Ukrainian monument in Poland. Additionally, Sikorski commented on German Chancellor Olaf Scholz's missed opportunity to address reparations demands raised by Donald Tusk, which included a request for a Polish monument in Berlin and compensation for Nazi crimes amounting to 1.3 trillion euros. He criticized Scholz's offer of only 200 million euros as insufficient. Recent polls show a growing desire among Poles for reparations from Germany. And before we get to the lighter side of the news, let's hear from the sponsors who help to bring you Polonia Today. Let's rock the house with the Joey D and Johnny B Rockin' Oldies Band. Saturday, November 16th from 6 to 11 p.m. at the Associated Polish Home, 9150 Academy Road, Cash Bar and Kitchen 2. For tickets and information, phone John Wisniewski, 215-906-1825. Don't delay. Call John for a rockin' good time Saturday, November 16th with the Joey D and Johnny B Rockin' Oldies Band, 215-906-1825. Every meal becomes a feast with provisions from Chernov Brothers, the Kielbasa Boys. Kielbasa prepared in brick oven smokehouses, homemade pierogi, bacon, krakowska, and many varieties of sausage. Chernov Brothers, 3370 Tilton Street, Port Richmond, 215-423-1707. Monday through Saturday, stop by. John Chernov always welcomes you with a smile and high-quality, delicious Polska Kielbasa. 215-423-1707. And on the lighter side, a previously unknown waltz by Frédéric Chopin has come to light in the archives of New York's Morgan Library and Museum. The rare manuscript, discovered in late spring, was authenticated by leading Chopin scholars and has been recorded by celebrated pianist Lang Lang. The manuscript, titled simply Valse, bears Chopin's name in cursive at the top, and experts say the paper and ink match materials the composer would have used. According to the New York Times, the handwriting, including Chopin's distinctive bass clef, aligns closely with known examples, yet the piece notably lacks the composer's signature. There are also minor errors in rhythm and notation, suggesting Chopin may have viewed the work as a draft. Jeffrey Kahlberg, a Chopin scholar at the University of Pennsylvania, described his astonishment at seeing the piece for the first time. "My jaw dropped. I knew I had never seen this before," he told the Times. Believed to have been composed between 1830 and 1835, shortly after Chopin's departure from Poland, the 48-measure waltz in A minor is brief at just 80 seconds in length. The waltz's unusual dynamic markings, including a rare triple forte near the opening, have sparked fresh interest among Chopin experts. The A minor key, often associated with some of Chopin's most intense works, brought out unusual pieces for him, Kahlberg added. Polish musicologists have yet to respond to this surprising discovery. And that concludes the news from Poland. Stay tuned for the Cultural Corner and the Philly Scene after we hear from the sponsors who help to bring you Polonia Today. Remember to support the sponsors who support Polonia Today. A Taste of Poland in Port Richmond, Polka Deli, located conveniently at 2719 East Allegheny Avenue. Kielbasa, fresh meats and cheeses, pierogi, naleśniki, homemade soups, deli sandwiches, desserts, candy, and much, much more. Marek Kucharski and family invite you. Open daily, phone 215-634-3750. I repeat, 215-634-3750. Polka Deli, a taste of home.
Beacon Bridge Wealth Partners exists to help you plan to live well. You may have questions like, how long will my money last? How will I manage changing my health care needs? What purposes can my wealth serve? Our mission is to provide you with holistic guidance that will help make confident decisions, avoid costly mistakes, and achieve meaningful impacts. Connect with us at beaconbridgewealth.com.
Hi, this is Debbie Micah, and you're tuned to the Cultural Corner of Polonia Today, here at WWDB 860 AM, and today we commemorate Veterans Day and Polish Independence Day. In 1918, the four-year-long First World War, during which Poland's occupiers found themselves on opposite sides, ends. Austria and Germany are among the defeated. The Russian Tsar's empire has collapsed. Poland regains independence. The reconstruction of the Polish state after 123 years of enslavement was a phenomenon. Efforts of many Poles, their commitment and sacrifices during the First World War, combined with vigorous diplomatic actions, resulted in the creation of the Second Republic of Poland. The whole process was led by the Fathers of Independence. Six important figures, Józef Piłsudski, Roman Dmowski, Ignacy Jan Paderewski, Wincenty Witos, Wojciech Korfanty, and Ignacy Daszyński. They represented different walks of life, such as artists, diplomats, soldiers, politicians, and social activists, held different political opinions, came from different social backgrounds, were of different religious denominations, and had been born in different regions of partitioned Poland. Yet, they were able to unite in a common imperative effort, independence. It did not mean that they agreed on everything, were fully united, or eagerly cooperated. Each stood by his beliefs and opinions, but they all took advantage of the international situation and together led Poland to freedom. And let's pause here for Sol Sanok and Uwierz Polsko, Believe Poland.
Ojczyzna moja Polsko, moja ojczyzna to mój dom, którego strzeże ojciec, matka i wiara.
Moja ojczyzna to historia, pamięć o Polsce.
Continuing in the cultural corner of Polonia today with the Fathers of Independence. Ignacy Jan Paderewski gained prominence as an excellent pianist, but his country remembers him as much more than that. During the First World War, he was an active member of the General Relief Committee for the victims of the war in Poland. In 1915, he gave concerts in the U.S. where he promoted the Polish interests and urged President Woodrow Wilson to support the cause of Polish independence. The pianist is credited with the fact that Wilson demanded Poland's independence in the 13th of his 14 points. From August 1917, he was a representative of the Polish National Committee in the U.S. In December 1918, despite protests of the German authorities, he came to Poznań, which sparked the outbreak of the Greater Poland Uprising. In January 1919, he was appointed the Prime Minister and Minister of Foreign Affairs of the Polish Republic. With Roman Dmowski, he represented Poland at the Paris Peace Conference and was a signatory of the Versailles Treaty. And we'll pause here for Paderewski himself at the piano with Chopin's Nocturne in E-flat. This recorded in 1930 and remastered onto compact disc. Continuing in the cultural corner with probably the best known of the fathers of independence. Józef Piłsudski is remembered as the leader of the independence movement and defender of the young state. He was the commander of the combat organization of the Polish Socialist Party and initiator of the establishment of the Underground Union of Active Struggle and Riflemen's Association, which later in 1914 became the basis for the formation of the Polish Legions. At the same time, he created the Underground Polish Military Organization. In 1917, he refused to swear a loyalty oath and brotherhood in arms to the German and Austrian forces, which resulted in his arrest by the Germans in July 1917 and imprisonment in Magdeburg. On the 10th of November 1918, Piłsudski returned to Warsaw, where in the following days, the 11th to the 14th of November, was accepted as the head of state and commander-in-chief of the Polish army. On November 16th, he cabled the leaders of the Entente states, announcing the existence of the independent Polish state. On the 20th of February 1919, he was appointed the chief of state until the elections. He commanded the armed forces in the fights for the eastern parts of Lesser Poland against the Ukrainians and in the Polish-Soviet War of 1919-1920. At that time, he presided over the Council of National Defense and was one of the principal contributors to the victories at Warsaw and on the Niemen River. And we'll conclude the cultural corner with the song of Piłsudski's Legions, Mi Pierwsza Brygada.
Legiony to,
let the Associated Polish Home, conveniently located at 9150 Academy Road, just off I-95 in Northeast Philadelphia, make your life a whole lot easier. Looking for an elegant yet affordable space for your wedding reception, or maybe a special birthday, first communion, or graduation party? Plan your special event in the spacious Belvedere Ballroom, the intimate Vistula Lounge, or maybe an outdoor event in the shady picnic grove. Expert catering, full-service bar, professional hardwood dance floor and stage, safe off-street parking. Polish Home has it all. For pricing, availability, or to view the space, email polishhomerental@gmail.com. I repeat, polishhomerental@gmail.com. Let's rock the house with the Joey D and Johnny B Rockin' Oldies Band, Saturday, November 16th from 6 to 11 p.m. at the Associated Polish Home, 9150 Academy Road, Cash Bar and Kitchen 2. For tickets and information, phone John Wisniewski, 215-906-1825. Don't delay. Call John for a rockin' good time Saturday, November 16th with the Joey D and Johnny B Rockin' Oldies Band, 215-906-1825. Hi, this is Debbie Micah, and you're tuned to Polonia Today, here at the multicultural voice of the Greater Delaware Valley, WWDB 860 AM, and here in Philadelphia, Polski Uniwersytet Ludowy, the Polish People's University, invites you to the next stimulating talk in the Polish language, Sunday, November 17th at 3 p.m. at the Associated Polish Home. The speaker, Dr. Marek Michalski, the topic, the spirit of capitalism in Poland. And as Tyler signals me that today's edition of Polonia Today is drawing to a close, you'll be listening to Mała Armia Janosika and this medley of patriotic songs. Do usłyszenia!
Dam ci za to róży najpiękniejszy kwiat.
skwitały pąki białych róż. Wróć, Jasieńku, z tej wojenki już. Wróć, ucałuj, jak za dawnych lat.
Dam ci za to róże najpiękniejszy kwiat.
Ci za to róży najpiękniejszy kwiat.